Jeremy Bradley here, back live in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. I don't want to leave. They told me welcome home when I landed at the airport, and it truly is home. Now, I've got somebody who's very important. Carlos, the director of tourism, is here. Thank you so much for having us here.
No, thank you for coming to the most beautiful port in the Mexican Pacific. That is called Puerto Vallarta.
That's why I'm having everybody else say their own names, because I'm not even pronouncing them right. They sound so much sexier when the locals do it. So, Carlos? Is that close?
Yeah. You spell the R. Oh. Quite well. Yeah. Carlos Gerard, yes, that's my name.
The best part is that it's not a Canadian winter, so my tongue isn't frozen still from the trip here. But no, we're here in June, and so a lot of people were wondering, why would you go to Puerto Vallarta in June, right? Because the Canadian winter is pretty brutal, and that's when most of us Canucks escape. But so many things to do here. Can you pinpoint, I'm going to put you on the spot here, maybe three things that somebody should do if they're going to come here?
Well, first of all, you know, if they're coming, for example, this summer, I know we're in June right now, and right now the June is the beginning of the rainy season, which is everything is going to turn lush and green, and wow, it's going to be very nice. And in fact, you know, the weather, the temperature, is not just right now in the summer. Mm-hmm. Actually, on the winter, the temperature year-round, it is 28 Celsius, which is, you know, 82 Fahrenheit year-round. That is the average temperature. So there's a lot of things to do here in Puerto Vallarta. Top three things. Well, first of all, you know, highly recommend to go downtown. Downtown itself is beautiful. It's nice to walk. The Malecon, the shopping center, the famous Zona Romántica down south, the pier, Los Muertos. There's many activities, fun activities. You know, I mean, you can do from swimming with the dolphins, going whale watching, going to the islands, to Marietas Islands, or down south to places like Yalapa, Majahuitas, Las Animas, Quimixto. Those remote places that you can only get there by boat. And you know, it's so beautiful. Well, do you know that, well, we share Bahía de Banderas, which is actually the second largest bay in North America and seven in the world. First one is Hudson Bay,
Bay,
Canada.
I knew
by
that.
The way.
Very
just
good.
So you know. And we're the second largest bay, just so you know. So there's many activities, many things to do in Puerto Vallarta, you know, from scuba diving, from going surfing as well, boogie board, and then, or just hopping on horseback. And well, going on, or even in a mule.
Yeah.
Or, you know, swimming with the horse. I mean, who has done that? Swimming with the horse, you know? I mean, you know, you heard of swimming with the dolphins, but right. Hey, swimming with a horse?
Okay, so we did swimming with dolphins. I think, is that a challenge? Should we just go and do it? You know who to talk to swim with a horse or no? Yeah?
Yeah, of course. There's a very nice place called Hacienda Doña Engracia, which is a true hacienda where they make tequila.
Oh,
you know, tequila. It's our product to the world.
Yeah.
We're in the state of tequila, the state of Jalisco. That's where all the tequila comes from. Mm-hmm. And in Puerto Vallarta, we have one tequila factory that is called Hacienda Doña Engracia, which is actually a touristic working ranch where they have horses and ATVs and mountain bikes, and you can do hiking up to the hot water springs. Swim with the horses is actually one of the top things to do here in Puerto Vallarta.
Okay, so you would recommend doing the tequila after the horseback riding, then, right? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Doing the tequila tour after.
Okay, so maybe let's do that. All right. So you know what? I've actually never ridden a horse before, so this would actually be quite exciting. So again, we've got all of the highlights and everything on our website. You mentioned the sunset downtown at mexico.jbonair.com, and the dolphins, swimming with the dolphins, and we're gonna swim with some horses. So I know that the city has, you know, a great website. Like the tourism board has plenty of activities, sample itineraries of things people can do. What is the website address?
Right. I think you must visit our official webpage for the city of Puerto Vallarta, which is visitpuertovallarta.com, and there you will find anything you need regarding Puerto Vallarta, from a place to stay. You can check on the weather on a daily basis. You can be updated on the news on what's happening in downtown, who's visiting here downtown. That's very important, you know. And then all the tours and activities. And we have so many golfs and spas and booze cruises and sunset cruises. And talking about nightlife in Puerto Vallarta, that is something that if you're really interested in nightlife, Puerto Vallarta is the place to be, especially in the Malecon, where there's many of nice nightclubs for you to choose from. In Vallarta, we have the largest community of foreigners, you know, like Americans and Canadians living here. We're talking about over 35,000. What does that tell you? Gives you trust. People trust in Vallarta to invest and also to live and raise their families and kids, or just simply just to retire. Why? Because it's beautiful, it's nice, it's safe, it's clean, and we care about tourism. Did you know that 98% of our economy goes around on tourism? So
that's incredible.
I'm telling you, regarding about conscious about tourism and the importance, Puerto Vallarta is the place to be.
Well, definitely. The website, one more time.
visitpuertovallarta.com.
All right, Carlos, thanks so much for joining us. One more website link for you, mexico.jvonair.com. We don't have half the stuff you do, but we've got a great time swimming with dolphins. We're going to swim with horses right away. And the boardwalk, the sunset, it's all there, mexico.jvonair.com. We're going to get back to the music. Thank you again.
Thank you. And I hope to see you, everybody here from Canada in Puerto Vallarta.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.